Brian, this is the second to last meeting of 2021 for the FOMC. What are you going to be looking for?
Well, Emily, the main question is how long does transitory become more persistent? And that is the case as we continue to see hot inflationary prints. Consider the consumer price index, which clocked in at 5.4% on a year-over-year basis as of the last read. And you can see the elevated levels just in this single year chart, right? Persistent is definitely something that's on the table now. When we saw Fed officials originally describe some of these pressures as transitory in the spring and then into the summer, but if this lasts into 2022, as might be the case as signaled by some Fed officials, does that mean that transitory is no longer transitory? So this meeting, which again will be kicking off today, is indeed a pivot point for a lot of these Fed officials to maybe start to signal a more hawkish approach to the Fed's next steps. Now, take a look at this dot plot. This is the, again, the map of where the 18 members of the FOMC could see rates going over the next few years. It's really a 9-9 split on at least one rate hike or no rate hikes through the end of 2022. Now, does that change in this meeting? We won't know because we won't get another fresh print of these dot plots until the Fed's next meeting in December, but we could get some commentary from the Fed Chairman Jay Powell, obviously, in that press conference tomorrow. Now, one wrinkle to all of this is that markets are already getting ahead of the Fed meeting by repricing on the rates curve. Consider, for example, the two-year yield, which has really ripped up higher in the last few trading sessions, when you especially consider that even the longer end of the curve is also repricing as well. We saw that brief inversion between the 20-year and the 30-year as well. So these are all very interesting wrinkles to the Fed as they worry that maybe a more hawkish signal on either tapering, which is expected to be announced tomorrow, or a rate hike, which could be signaled sometime in the future in tomorrow's press conference, could spook markets. Again, a little bit outside of the Halloween theme, even though it's November 2nd here, but still very much relevant as we do look towards that press conference tomorrow. Again, the statement will come out at 2 p.m., and the press conference will be tomorrow at 2:30, and we'll have the full coverage of that right here on Yahoo Finance.